Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Rybrook, New York, Westchester Talk Radio welcomes everybody to the 2019 edition of the Business Council of Westchester's W Expo, now in its 17th year. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jim Cleefield. I am pleased to be joining you for this first hour of our show. I'll be joined by my two good friends, the dynamic Laura Smith a little bit later on, and the Z-Man, Matty Zeko, here with us as well. And as always, I have my buddy alongside me, Mixmaster Matt Matty, the K-Mac Kane, our great engineer. Now, we want to let you know, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester. Your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life, science.
You got that right, Matt. Now, don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram, too. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. A lot of excitement in the air. We're broadcasting from the aptly named Westchester Ballroom, one of several floors being used today. A record crowd of better than 1,000 expected to attend this wonderful event. The business experience like no other. Over 180 vendors also on hand to answer any and all questions about prospective business owners and clients that try to help grow their business. They're all important bottom line. And along the way, a chance to enjoy some fine food and beverage. And most importantly, of course, networking with colleagues and or vendors. And it's my pleasure to be here for the third time this year. As we said, 17 years that this wonderful event began way back in 2002. And what I understand from talking to some members of the Business Council, this is the biggest one yet. They say it's going to be record attendance today before all is said and done. If you're listening, please come down. The show itself, the event, is till 5 o'clock today at the Hilton Westchester. You'll find that on Westchester Avenue in Rybrook. And now I'm pleased to be joined by my very first guest, a very dear friend of ours. We've talked to her in the past. She is Maura DeRozzi, and she has a new title and a new job that she'd like to share with you today. She is the Director of Sales and Marketing for Spring Hill Suites by Marriott in Tuckahoe, which opens in September. Maura, I must say, good to see you, my dear. I'm so happy for you. Tell us about what's going on. And you've been here to this expo before, have you not?
I have been here since 2012. I've been attending this event.
What has it meant to you in terms of growing your business? Now, when we met you originally, you were at Noma Social in New Rochelle, but now you're on to bigger and better things, as we said, with this new venture here, with this this new hotel. Tell us about what you're going to be doing or are doing right now.
Well, right now we are under construction for the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott, as you just said, in Tuckahoe, New York. Tuckahoe is a beautiful village, and I am super excited to be a member of this project. The hotel is under construction, as I said, and things are coming along just beautiful. The village and everyone that has been involved in this project has been a great help, and so far every time that I visit the facility and the site, it just brings in a smile to my face because everything is coming up so nice, and I am very, very excited to see the final product.
So how did this all get started? After you've been at Noma Social for quite a while, I mean, what inspired you to get all this started?
Well, I was a director of sales at the Radisson in New Rochelle, which of course, yes, it is the house of Noma Social. And this opportunity came about as a recommendation of a friend, and I have always wanted to open a hotel from the bottom up. And although it was with mixed emotions that I parted with my great friends at the Radisson, which is still my dear friends, it was a great opportunity for me, for my career, and I completely have the total support of Colby and Mr. Brock, and I forever be grateful for everything that I learned with them. They continue to be a great hotel, and they continue to have my support as always. It's just, you know, in this industry, it's a big circle, and we always look for things and challenges that will better us and make us better director of sales.
Well, this is a great time for you at this Business Expo because, as we said, there's a reason they call this a business experience like no other. It is really the ultimate opportunity for professionals and businesses to network with each other, find some potential clients. And for you, you know, this startup, with your baby, I mean, your future hotel, I mean, you can find potential clients right here in one sitting.
Absolutely. And I will highly recommend to become a member of the Business Council, to be attending all of their network events, and especially this expo. I am a loyal member of the Business Council, good friends with many of the staff and the members of the council. And I can tell you that if you want people to know about your business, being a member of the Business Council will definitely do it for you. And this is the place to be.
Well, when you start a business, let's face it, it is a learning experience. You're going to have your highs and lows like anything else. So what has the Business Council meant to you as far as a support system?
Oh, the networking is amazing. different companies that join the Business Council, the opportunities that you have to meet from a regular salesperson to all the way to the CEO is dynamic. Is something that it will definitely happen depending on the events that you attend, because the Business Council targets all different factors and type of events. So you can go from our annual dinner to coming to the expo. So they offer a variety of opportunities for you to be involved, to be engaged, and to expose your business. The opportunities are endless, so I highly, highly encourage anyone to please become a member, visit, and participate in this event, because it definitely will be worth your while.
You just mentioned a key word that's really appropriate, engage. You know, you need to engage with your clients. Businesses need to engage with their customers who work with them or for them, and this is a sample of, or a small sample size of what you can do with that.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I can tell you that there has been several people that I have become business partners and great friends with as a result of attending Business Council events, and especially this expo.
Well, as I said, it's a wonderful event. Again, this is going on until 5 o'clock, and this is your seventh time here, so I'm sure you're going to enjoy the festivities, and we wish you all the best of luck, Maura, and I'm sure we'll see you again down the road real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate it. That's Maura Jirazi, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Sales and Marketing for the soon-to-be operating Spring Hill Suites by Marriott in Tuckahoe here in the heart of Westchester. This is the 2019 edition of the W Expo in their 17th year. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. My name is Jim Cleefield. More after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 2019 Business Council of Westchester's W Expo going on here today at the Hilton Westchester in Rybrook. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jim Cleefield. Nice to have you along with us. It is a festive atmosphere here. We're in the Westchester Ballroom of the Hilton Westchester in Rybrook. Record attendance expected. Over 1,000 people expected to come. Over 180 exhibitors as well, for a business experience like no other, and it most certainly is. It's going on until 5 o'clock today. I want to remind you, we are producing by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Electrical Contractor, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring Fine Paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest here, one of the exhibitors of this event. We have Leonardo Dodona.
Hi, Jim.
And good to see you. He is General Sales Manager of Maserati and Alfa Romeo of White Plains. And it's really good to see you here. Is this your first expo?
It is. It is. It's a great event. I'm happy to be here. I'm sure it's not going to be the first one. It is the first one. It's not going to be the last one.
Have you been involved with the Business Council in the past prior to coming today?
Absolutely.
And how much have they helped you?
A lot, actually. You know, building connection when they create events, it's good for us. You know, it's a brand new dealership that we have in Westchester County. We just started a few months ago, and you know, we're not on the map yet, but because of the Westchester Business Council, now we are.
So you're trying to take it step by step to become more visible out there.
Correct.
An event like this is very important because it's all about business-to-business networking, connecting with clients and customers, right?
Absolutely. You know, the customer in Westchester County, you know, for Alfa Romeo and Maserati, it's very important for us. You know, everyone needs to know where we are, who we are, and what products we provide.
Well, the Maserati name itself has been around, but in terms of this in White Plains, it's kind of an unknown. I mean, kind of a hidden gem here, and you're trying to build your product, right?
That's correct. It's a brand new product with Maserati and Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo came into the country last year, and it's a product that competes with BMW, Mercedes, with other luxury brands. And Maserati, it's a unique product.
And it's all part of what's called the Premier Collection. So it's a series of cars, right?
Correct. We have Volvo, Subaru, Volkswagen, we have Mazda, all the Premier makes.
And these are high-end cars?
High-end cars, correct.
So this is for the luxury traveler, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so how long has this been open?
It's been open since July.
In July?
Year, 2018.
And tell us what it's like starting a new business like that, particularly a car dealership, because it's obviously ultra-competitive in a place like Westchester, very, very expensive here. I mean, who are you actually targeting here?
I'm targeting luxury buyers. I'm targeting whoever is driving already luxury vehicles and none. What sets us apart from other dealerships is the customer service that we provide. More so, you know, anybody can go to any car dealership. The car is the same, right? You go to Alfa Romeo in our dealership, Alfa Romeo another dealership is exactly the same car, but we provide the customer service that nobody else provides.
In what way? Like as far as the process of getting a car, what's it like? Describe the experience for somebody who comes in to discover you for the very first time.
The atmosphere that we have when you come in, it's totally different. We provide that Italian atmosphere. We offer a menu. When you come in, we treat you like you're a guest in a restaurant. Okay, we provide you with a menu. This is, would you like a coffee? Which we don't say coffee. We say espresso, cafe, and we give you taralli, which is a snack from Italy. It's something that it's very unique. And you know, for delivery, we give you that experience that nobody really gave you.
That's very important. As you said, not only the customer service, but the feeling, you know, when you come in there, you're like family. It's a relaxed atmosphere because, I mean, the car buying process can be very complicated, and I'm sure
you help them.
It is stressful for anybody. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. If you're new to that or if you've done it for years, you need somebody to help guide you through that process from beginning to end, right?
Correct. So we, you know, when the customer comes in, we provide the best customer service, and we analyze who we have in front of us. You know, we want to make sure that this is the right car for you and you're going to be happy with it. We just don't want to sell a car just because you're a buyer.
If anybody would like some more information, we'll get to that. But Matt, you have a question?
Yeah, no, I was just wondering, in terms of your sales process, does the customer just stay with one person throughout the whole experience, or do you have separate F&I managers, or how does it work?
We have a sales consultant. Okay, that takes care of the customer from start to finish.
Okay.
And at the end, just for paperwork, we have the finance manager.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I introduce myself to every single person that comes to the showroom just because I want to have I want to make sure they have a point of contact just in case something goes wrong. Or if they're happy, I want to make sure, you know, I know too.
Okay. And your service department is located right within the same
place.
Same
correct.
Place. Okay.
All right, so if anybody wants more information, what are your business hours during the week?
Monday through Thursday, 9 to 8. Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6.
Does that include the service department?
No, the service department, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 8 to 5, and Friday, 8 to 5 as well. Yeah,
great.
Saturday off.
And they can call, or how do they get reached?
They can call. They can reach us on by email, by website. Our website is at MaseratiOfWhitePlains.com and AlfaRomeoOfWhitePlains.com.
Leonardo Dodona, thanks for joining us. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Enjoy. Leonardo Dodona, ladies and gentlemen, general sales manager with Maserati and Alfa Romeo in White Plains. They just opened in July of last year, and he's joining us, one of the many exhibitors here at the W Expo in its 17th year, the biggest one yet at the Hilton Westchester. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back in just a moment.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And
Here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
We're back live, everybody. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting from the Westchester Ballroom here at the Hilton Westchester in Rye Brook for the 2019 Business Council of Westchester's W Expo, now in its 17th year, the biggest one yet, record attendance expected. And as I said, I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Again, Maddie Zako will be joining us later, the dynamic Laura Smith as well, and of course, the mix master, Maddie the K. McKay, and our great engineer with us. We want to let you know, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals. Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years. J.P. McKell Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement. Michael Labriola, Inc. Their last name is the first name in landscape. And Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansion. Well, just a festive atmosphere here, not only in the Westchester Ballroom, but through all out the Hilton Westchester. As we said, over 1,000 people expected. Over 180 exhibitors are being featured as well to answer any and all questions of that perspective business owner or client. And now we're joined by our very next guest. We're happy to have with us Richard Minotta. He represents the Marriott Hotel chain in Yonkers. And good to have you, Richard. Is this your first expo?
Actually, no. I just came back to Westchester from New York. I was in Manhattan for a while, but I was here in Westchester County for probably 15 years prior to that at the other Marriotts as well.
What brings you back?
I live in Tarrytown, and I love Westchester, so it was closer to home, and I've been very fortunate to be able to represent two really quality products in off of Executive Boulevard in Yonkers.
Yeah, let's talk about those two. Courtyard by Marriott and also the Residence Inn, so you're in charge of all of those, right?
Yes. Yes, I am. Two great products. Actually, the Residence Inn has been in existence there for about 10 years. And the Courtyard was just built just about 2 years ago. Brand new product there right next to each other. And centrally located in the heart of Yonkers, right near St. John's Riverside Hospital and the Executive Park right there in Yonkers off of Executive Boulevard.
Have you been working closely with the Business Council?
I did before. I am working with a couple of my Marriott colleagues as well with generating more business contacts and bringing in more business into Westchester.
So what sets your hotel chain apart from the others based on the way you see it?
Well, Marriott is one of the biggest hotel companies in the world and well-renowned for their Bonvoy Rewards program, which is formerly a Marriott Rewards program. We have tremendous products, tremendous brands within the company, and I think we have the most products here in Westchester as well. And so there's a lot of options for all our business travelers coming into Westchester.
Is that your main clientele, people who are traveling for business?
Absolutely. But we do have a meeting space at the Courtyard. It's 3,000 square feet of meeting space, and it's usable for a lot of different events, whether it's social or business.
You can have weddings. You can have any kind of event there, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're a little smaller for the weddings, but we can definitely accommodate quality events.
I want to get your impressions of this event. This is my third year here against going on for 17 years, this W Expo. What are your thoughts and what you see represented here with all these exhibitors?
It's tremendous. When I first came to the Business Council back in 2000, it was a lot smaller, and it was well received, and it's been growing every year. And it's, Westchester is the golden apple of New York, so basically we're excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to be seeing all the quality booths here and the businesses that are here that are representing in Westchester.
They say it's a business experience like no other, and I certainly agree. From what I see here from the turnout, it just gets bigger and better every year. And again, it's the ultimate opportunity for business-to-business networking, as you can see.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. This Westchester doesn't get any better. We're right next to the Big Apple down in New York City, but I got to tell you, Westchester County is a gem in itself with all the businesses and the Fortune 500 companies that are here representing as well.
They say hope springs eternal, and we're into spring right now. There's a lot of hope for a lot of new businesses. you know, vibrant economy, getting that going. So I'm sure you'll be a big part of that. If anybody wants more information about any of your hotels in the chain, where can they contact you individually, or where can they contact you?
Absolutely. You can call either hotel. Where we have one sales office that sells both properties there, and it's located in one of the hotels there, which is a Residence Inn. You can reach me at 914-720-8500. That's me directly. I have a great sales team, fantastic general managers that really take care of all the guests and operation.
Sounds great. Richard, thanks for joining us. Hope you have fun today. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Richard Minotta, ladies and gentlemen, representing Marriott Hotels in Yonkers. That includes the Courtyard by Marriott and Residence Inns as well. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're broadcasting live, Westchester Talk Radio Wiz, from the 17th annual W Expo, hosted by the Business Council of Westchester at the Hilton Westchester in Briarbrook. More after this.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Hilton Westchester in Rybrook, and it is all produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Corda Therapeutics. And it's Matt Zacho. We are having a good time here at the Business Expo. What a crowd. And with me, I have Angela Pearson. She is from Money Mailer. You're the owner and marketing consultant. How are you today? This is your first expo, right?
It is, Matt. It is my first expo. New owner to Money Mailer. I just bought a franchise about 5 months ago, and I'm excited to get it launched.
Well, we're excited to have you here. First of all, you were walking around. You noticed our booth.
I did.
And I came over to you and said, hey, come on, let's go on the radio together. And
You did. Nothing like the first time.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So this is your first time at the expo, and what do you think of it? It's a good crowd.
I think it's fabulous. What a great networking experience. I mean, there's so many great like-minded people here, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, so you're able to network with a lot of people to get them to possibly advertise on Money Mailer. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what Money Mailer is? It's direct marketing through mail?
It's direct mail. I mail monthly to 10,000 homes in Westchester County. Well, 10,000 homes per zone. Money Mailer's been around for 39 years.
Yeah, it's been around a long time. I heard of it as soon as you came over.
We mail nationally. We have a national footprint, but the beauty of Money Mailer is that you really can hit your local your local businesses and give them an opportunity very affordably to showcase what they do. And it's we can give them offers, they can brand, they can tell their story, we can include photos, testimonials, anything that will make them stand out.
So it comes in basically an envelope with a bunch of different coupons and so forth?
Correct.
Or advertisements?
It is. I don't want to call it couponing because it's different for every type of business. Couponing for some, where they want to measure redemption, but I always look at the expectation and what is the business looking for. Some are just looking to brand, and it's like a billboard in your mailbox.
Perfect. Like a little advertisement as soon as you open it up.
You open it up, and then that name resonates, and month after month, you're forming, you're forming an image that people will remember you.
Right. And what are the actual benefits to advertise? Like, if you were going to convince me to advertise on Money Mailer, what would you say to me that would be a great benefit of
it? Well, how do you want to stand out from all the competition? I mean, there's so much clutter, noise out there, and you need to really get out there and make sure you differentiate yourself from all the others. Let people know what you do, what you bring to the table, and that's really a great way.
Right. And is it? Are there different price points
there
to advertise?
There are. It depends on volume, how many zones, how frequently. I work on with the businesses on different campaigns to make it really work for them and give them the best results and ROI.
What about like the graphic designing of the advertisements? Do you take care of that, or sometimes they
everything.
Just send you the logo? And how does that work?
I try to make it as simple as possible for the business. We work. I have a graphic artist that takes care of all that. We do the mailing. I really do everything.
Wow.
Other than, some businesses want a hand in that, and they want their logos or their imaging presented a certain way, and we accommodate that as well.
Yeah. Sometimes they have their own
Absolutely.
Logos. It's very easy.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you can create.
I can go to their website and pull information.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
So how long now have you been with Money Mailer?
Well, my first mailing was in December. And the beauty of it has been it's been strong. I'm getting great results. I have some businesses that are really excited about their return. So it makes me excited because I really want to see people win.
Now what, so it's just Westchester, not Rockland County, not Fairfield County.
Well,
they're different
because
zones.
We have a national footprint, we can mail anywhere.
Right.
I work with the other franchise owners. We collaborate and we accommodate whatever the business needs because there are business owners in Westchester that might have a presence in New Jersey or wherever else, and we accommodate it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So where are your offices?
Well, our main office is in California.
Okay, and your Westchester office?
I'm in Westchester.
Oh, Westchester?
Yeah.
Largemont.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely sound like you're from New York, and don't take offense to that, because I'm from New York. I'm from White Plains, but I live in Fairfield County, so we have a Fairfield County Talk Radio that we launched as well. And, you know, Fairfield and Westchester, they're very close to each other. So do you reach into lower Fairfield County, or is that a different zone?
I have a counterpart. There's a gentleman that owns the Connecticut area. I work very closely with him, so we collaborate.
Oh, that's great. So it's similar to what you said about New Jersey.
Exactly.
Now, what did you do before this? You must have had some sort of advertising background.
I had an advertising background, my education, an MBA in marketing, but as far as career, I was in shoe production.
Oh.
Women's shoe production.
Interesting. My grandfather was a shoe salesman. He owned a shoe store in Michigan, and he was kind of a pioneer in the orthotics, believe it or not.
Okay.
Cool. So I can appreciate that. All right. Well, it was so great to have you here. Once again, we're talking with Angela Pearson from Money Mailer. So how would someone go about contacting you if they're hearing this and they want to advertise? Would they just call? Is there a website? Or?
There's 914-469-3866.
Or they can email you.
Or they can email me at apearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N, at moneymailer.com.
So what are you going to do with the rest of the afternoon here at the Westchester Business
Expo? I'm going to continue to walk around and meet some great people.
Shake some hands.
Absolutely.
Pass out your business cards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was so nice to meet you, Angela.
Likewise.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Have a
Thank
great
you.
Afternoon.
You
it's Matt
too.
Zacho. We are broadcasting live at the Hilton Westchester in Rybrook. Westchester Talk Radio. Back with more after this.
Remember when Hurricane Sandy hit? Remember being left in the dark for days? For some, it was weeks. Remember how helpless, how frustrated, how irritated you were? Remember you said you were going to get a generator so you would never lose power again? So, how's that generator working? Oh, you didn't get one, did you? Lepolis Electric wants to let you know that now is the best time to have them install that generator. The harsh winter months are ahead, and so are those harsh winter storms. And you know what heavy, wet snow does to power lines or to limbs hanging precariously over those power lines. Call Lepolis Electric at 738-355. 450 to set up a consultation. Let Lapolis help you figure out what type of generator you need so you won't be left in the dark this winter or in the cold. Some heating systems can run off of certain generators. More than generators, Lapolis Electric provides expert electrical services, over 25 years of successful projects and satisfied customers. Lapolis Electric, 738-3550 or click lapoliselectric.com. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from the Hilton Westchester in Rye Brook. And this is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lapolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the YMCA of White Plains. And it's Matt Zacho. We are with Deborah Malone. She is the president of Hudson Valley Gateway. Hello, how are you?
I am just fine, Matt. How are you today?
I am great. You are raring to go. Is this your first expo?
No.
I could tell. You're a veteran.
I've been here before.
Many years now? This is the 17th year?
Many years. I come down for the food.
Yeah.
And then I go see, I eat first.
There you go.
And then I do all the exhibits.
Uh-huh. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the art industry media? You were talking about that off the air. And
yeah,
I know
well, we have, the
that.
Chamber has an economic development initiative called Art Industry Media, and it's called AIM, and it's meant to attract multimedia businesses into our region, which covers Croton on Hudson, Cortland, Peekskill, and the town of Putnam Valley. And we have our Big AIM weekend coming up on April 13th and 14th, where we have a bunch of different projects going on throughout the city. The Peekskill High School robotics team, Bree Pettis, who's moved Bantam Tools from Berkeley, California to Peekskill, he'll be presenting on Sunday at WCC up there, which is also having a career fair.
Westchester
Community College,
right.
Of Digital Arts. So if there's any employers out there who's looking to hire multimedia interns or employees, go to the career fair at WCC at 11 o'clock on Sunday, April 14th. And very exciting, we have the writer, producer, director, Paul Schrader, who wrote The Last Temptation of Christ, Taxi Driver, and Raging Bull.
Oh, wow.
He's coming to Hudson Valley Mocha on Saturday, beginning at 6, to talk about his favorite films and just have some interaction with the audience. So there's a lot of wonderful things happening, and you can go to artindustrymedia.com and see the whole schedule of events.
So what do you do today when you come to the expo here at the Hilton Westchester?
Well, first
you walk around.
I walk around. I know a lot of people here because I have been here before.
Yeah. But how many years have you been here? It's been around 17.
Well, so. I'm thinking about 10.
Wow.
This is my 10th.
Okay.
Okay. This is one.
Yeah, you're very comfortable around here.
I don't miss this. I don't miss this event. Okay. I make sure it's on my calendar every single
year.
Really
cool.
It's great. But you know, I know people.
I couldn't believe it when I drove up all the cars. This is my first time here, believe it or not.
Well, it's a wonderful event, and I think you know I get to see people. You know, make some new connections.
Right.
Of course, is why you're here.
Yes.
But also get some time to speak to existing customers of ours and clients and members, and which I really can't do in the office all the time.
Right. Exactly. So when you go and talk to them, do you talk about the industry media event?
Yes, there. The city of Peekskill has a table downstairs,
uh-huh.
and they're sending out information about the city and about the AIM initiative. So, I talk to them about that. I talk to them about the Yankees. Talk to them about, I'm a Met fan. I'll talk to them about the Mets.
Right.
But then I turn everybody off.
Do you have any other, the weather's warming up. Do you have any other events that the Chamber is sponsoring?
Well, we host a very big festival on August 3rd. It's the Hudson Valley Exposition. We have over 130 vendors.
Where's that?
That's going to be at Peekskill Riverfront Green Park.
Okay.
It's a celebration of our region.
What's the date?
August 3rd, 2019.
Okay. So that's the next big event this summer?
That's our next big event, the Chamber's big event. There's a lot of things happening in our communities over the next few months. You have Cinco de Mayo. You have the Peekskill Open Studios, the Artists Open Studios. But the August 3rd event, we have food vendors, beer, wine, fireworks, music,
nice.
Vendors, kids' activities. So it's huge. We get over 5,000 people, and it's a great day.
If you're a local business in Westchester or in that area of Peekskill, is Peekskill even in Westchester? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, it is.
Because I didn't know. I mean, that's a stupid question. Yeah. I grew up in White Plains, but I live in Fairfield County now, so I kind of, it's like, oh, wait a minute, you know, what county, what city is, what town is in what city? But if they want to get in touch with you to be involved in these events, how do they get a hold of you?
Just have to contact, you know, just go to our website, hvgatewaychamber.com, and there is a info button there that you can request information, and I'll contact them.
Beautiful.
And it's funny that you say about it's Peak School in Westchester, because my husband's family's from Brooklyn, Long Island, mm-hmm. and I invited them up to come for a barbecue, and my cousin...
You thought it was Dutchess County.
She said, do you have hotels up there? And we have running water.
Exactly.
And cable TV.
Exactly, that's very funny. Yeah. So what are you going to do with the rest of your afternoon now that, you know, what are we, halfway through?
I'm halfway through.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of the tables,
through.
And I want to go see a couple more people before I leave, and then I head back up north to Peekskill and kind of finish up the work I started this morning at the office and go home.
You know, I could tell you are an easy interview. You could go on forever, but we're going to have to wrap it up. Deb Malone, the president of Hudson Valley Gateway Chamber of Commerce, great job. Thank you so much. Enjoy the expo.
And thank you, Matt.
Yeah,
have
you are welcome.
Okay.
More to come on Westchester Talk Radio from the Hilton Westchester in Rye Brook at the Business Expo.
Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. From the heart of Italy.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Tarrytown to Port Chester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Westchester Talk Radio coming at you from the Westchester Business Expo, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. And I am here with Karen Hertz of Hertz Legal. Hey, Karen, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much, and thanks for being here. So now Hertz Legal specializes in sexual harassment prevention training.
That's correct.
How did you get into that?
My background is employment law, and found a lot of people who had issues in the workplace and wanted to help. And recently, New York State passed a law that requires every employer in New York State to conduct harassment prevention training programs. So
that's something I think a lot of employers aren't.
I think a lot
so
of people
aware
don't know.
Of.
Yeah. So we're helping them get the knowledge they need and the information they need to have a safe work environment.
Now, what sorts of things are involved in sexual harassment prevention training in the workplace?
It's really educating people on what is acceptable and what is not acceptable at work. I hear a lot of people say, I don't know how to if I should compliment a coworker, if I can say I like your outfit. And I think people want to feel comfortable at work, but they're afraid and don't know how to behave anymore.
Absolutely, yeah. What's one of the most surprising things you've encountered in this training?
I think one of the most surprising things I've encountered is how smart millennials are.
Yep.
They are a completely different breed of employee than when I was a young person in the workforce, and they really get it, and they have really intelligent questions. So I guess my generation did a good job raising those kids.
Well, that's how we change the status quo,
correct.
Right? We educate the younger generations,
correct.
And we create a societal cultural shift,
correct.
Towards a hopefully less harassment-y and more open and comfortable for everybody society.
Correct. You spend most of your time with your coworkers and less than you do with your family, so you really want it to be a comfortable, safe place.
Absolutely. What's one like simple rule of thumb you have for people who maybe aren't sure how to tread lightly in the workplace?
My simple rule of thumb is really simple. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much that simple.
Absolutely. Well, that is a very good rule of thumb, something that we should all be able to follow. And you are doing fabulous work out there.
Thank you.
How can people contact you?
You can contact me at Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at HertzLegal.com, or at 914-393-6971.
Great. And do you work with all sizes of companies?
All big, small. It doesn't matter. In New York now, if you have two employees, you have to do the training anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is very important to know. So hear that, businesses in New York State. You are required to have sexual harassment training, so you might as well call Karen of Hertz Legal.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for being here, Karen. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. You can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes or through, the Apple Store. And at westchestertalkradio.com, like us on Facebook.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.
This is Westchester Talk Radio, coming at you live from the Westchester Business Expo and brought to you by Shark Creative, Westchester Talk Radio, and Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipoli's Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. I'm Christine Gripman, and I am here with Risa Hoag of GMG Public Relations in Nanuet, New York. How are you doing, Risa?
I am good. How are you, Christine?
I'm doing very well. As a NIAC business owner, I'm very happy always to see someone from our end of the bridge over here in Westchester.
Well, I started my business in White Plains, so
nice.
I am very comfortable over here and still have a lot of clients. So it's
absolutely.
I feel at home on both sides, as do you. So.
Yes. Now you have a lot going on as always. In particular, two things you have coming up like right now are two LinkedIn-based events.
Yes, I love teaching LinkedIn because it is such a powerful tool, and people think about it in the wrong way. They think of it as solely social media or just for looking up jobs or, you know, careers or, and it's so deep and it's so complicated, and yet there's simple tips that people can learn very easily in a 45-minute session and walk out feeling empowered.
Absolutely. So. It can be mind-blowing because some people, first of all, think of it as kind of this static thing where you just put your resume and then don't touch it.
Right.
But then other people feel like it's Facebook. And of course, it's neither to use it optimally.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I usually have a bunch of people who just have their mouths wide open.
Hello.
We had a friend stop by who I'm going to talk to in just a minute. But go right ahead.
So it's I spend some time just showing some of the basics because mm-hmm. people don't even have a profile set up correctly a lot of times for maximizing that.
Mm-hmm.
So some basic tips there, but then I go into how to really find people, research people, and it's just an enormous valuable research tool, but not just for people looking for jobs. It's really for business people. And I have gotten, I'm a real testament to it because I've gotten direct business
as a result of LinkedIn from people I do not know.
It is where business people go to do business.
Yeah.
And it's so important. Now, you're doing a workshop on that tomorrow. Where is that?
I am. So I'm doing a workshop at the Crestview Conference Center, which is in West Nyack. And there are a few slots open, but not many. So if people...
How do people find out about that?
If they want to... Well, head over to my LinkedIn. But if they want to go, the address for signing up is https://  LinkedIn-with-Risa.
R-I-S-A.
Thank you. Eventbrite.com.
Very nice. And then you're keeping the LinkedIn love going on Monday right here in Westchester on the evening of Monday, April 1st at 7 p.m. We are having a LinkedIn local event, which is a series of meetups that are sort of not organized by LinkedIn. They are organized locally, but they are sort of gently blessed by LinkedIn. I'm one of the organizers.
Gently blessed.
Gently blessed. LinkedIn knows about it. They're cool with it. There are hoops you have to jump through to host one. And we are both going to be on a panel at that LinkedIn local event on Monday talking about how to use LinkedIn optimally, but the point of the event is for people to meet each other.
Yeah, I am so excited about this because it's really new, and it's a really fun way to take LinkedIn to another level.
Absolutely, and the people behind the profiles.
Yeah, so where do people sign up for that?
People can sign up for that. That is an excellent question as well. It is also on Eventbrite.
Head over to our LinkedIn pages.
Yeah, it's on my Christine Gritman Inc. Facebook page as an event. But anyway, so this has been fabulous talking
to you. Wait, before we end, I have to say that
you have
been an enormous influence on me.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
People may not know that Christine
has... #influencer.
It's true. An enormous influence in terms of teaching me Periscope way back when, which led to an entire can of wonderful worms.
And now we're on your Instagram Live, I believe.
Yes,
we are. And my Facebook Live. Yep.
It's a two-camera shoot and a radio and everything else. But I really do want to thank you because you are a powerful force in social media.
Oh,
and
thank you.
You now travel the world.
Yes, I do.
Bringing your expertise and learning and then bringing it back over here. So I really want to thank you because you're a real gift to those of us who are still learning and happy to learn from our fellow colleagues. So thank
you
so much.
Thanks for the good PR, Risa Hoag of GMG Public Relations. And again, we are here live on Westchester Talk Radio. You can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. And please do like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark. That's Shark with a C.
Awesome.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Duranti Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Duranti Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Duranti Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Duranti Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Duranti Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Duranti Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DurantiRentals.com.
Duranti Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a festive day here inside the aptly named Westchester Ballroom at Westchester Hilton in Rybrook, New York, for the Business Council of Westchester's WExpo in its 17th year, the biggest one yet. I want to get you caught up on what's going on right now. We're expecting a record attendance of over 1,000 attendees. Also, more than 180 exhibitors that are on hand, ready to answer any and all questions of prospective business owners and clients alike. And it's going to be going on until 5 o'clock today, so if you're in the area, stop on by. I think you'll have a great time. We're certainly enjoying ourselves here at Westchester Talk Radio and our parent company, Shark Creative. My name is Jim Cleefield, along with my friend, the Mixmaster, Matty the K-Mac Kane, our great engineer, and the other Matt, Z-Man, Matt Zeko, also joining us as well. And a shout-out to Christine Gritman, also doing the hosting duties today. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester. Your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life, science.
You got that right, Matt. Now, don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. I'm pleased to be joined by our very next guest, one of the attendees today. We have Robert Miss, and he is with Nonprofit Corporation. He's a Nonprofit Corporation Advisor. His actual title, actually, is a Board Staff Partnering Specialist. Is that right, Robert?
Yeah, that's correct. I've been working in Westchester for about 25 years. With nonprofits doing fundraising, but more recently working with boards of directors doing what I call board leadership workshops. But it's a lot of fun to talk to you guys today because I'm an old broadcaster.
You are.
I worked at WFUV back in the 60s when Pete Fornatel was a student. Many people remember him. He passed away a few years ago. And after that, I became the director of the statewide television operation for the University of North Carolina, where I got a graduate degree. So it's a lot of fun for me to sit and talk with you for a few minutes. And I do want to... Do we have a time?
No, I mean, feel free to tell us what you're doing.
I do want to tell you one thing I'm working on, pro bono. I have an interest in artists with disabilities. I worked for about 10 years with ARC Westchester, helping them develop a gallery with their artists that they provide services to. Coming up June 1st and 2nd in Peekskill, the Peekskill Arts Alliance is running their open studios. And I have two exhibits coming there from two organizations that service artists with disabilities. That is, you know, have developmental disabilities. One is at Division Street Grill. Arnie Paglia is the owner, and he's very generously offering his restaurant. And the other one is the SIA Gallery. That's S-I-A Gallery. And that's Nadine Gordon Taylor, who's an artist, was an artist for 25 years in the Scarsdale Schools. So we will have full exhibits there of artists. And I'm very excited by that. That's kind of my special pro bono vocation, you might say. So I thought I would pass that along to everybody.
So when you started this 25 years ago, what was it like in the beginning?
It's interesting. I had a partner then out of New Jersey, but lived in Westchester. The interesting thing is New Jersey was far advanced in terms of professionalism and sophistication in terms of nonprofits, what I call nonprofit corporations, because that's really what they are. And gradually, Westchester became more and more sophisticated. So now you have really well-trained people in all the different staff positions in Westchester, and they contribute an enormous amount to the gross product of Westchester County. Joanna Straub, who runs the nonprofit, it's called Nonprofit Westchester, has all those facts and figures. But it's a significant portion of the Westchester economy. So it's really come along. And I'm particularly interested in board members. Nonprofits really need people to step up and serve on their boards, particularly young people. Just talked to somebody today who, IAHD, which serves developmentally disabled people, and they have a Gen X person and a millennial. Everybody wants millennials.
Mm-hmm.
What that really means, that translates into they want young people to get involved and engaged in helping others. So I think on the horizon, I think the nonprofit portion of our economy in Westchester is going to grow more and be more significant over time.
Well, isn't really the crux of nonprofits making a difference in people's lives? Is that what that's all about?
Absolutely. That's why I work in it. I came out of a family that was very helpful to other people, and I was brought up that way. And I was very active in the church as a young person. So it's kind of in my DNA. And basically, I like to get things organized, help people organize and organize themselves to do good. That's really what I'm all about. So that's my story.
So all these nonprofits, it's like a wide cross-section of nonprofits that you work with here in the county?
Yes, I've worked with just about every type of nonprofit, from grassroots, like the Big Picture Foundation over in Rye that has peer groups all over the world, working with kids in Rye and the Rye Middle School, which is a very tiny organization, all the way up to hospitals and universities. My partner and I worked at, for instance, Seton Hall University in Jersey, at Fordham, and the hospitals. We did fundraising for the Hudson Valley Hospital, as just thinking of examples. Also, what's now called Feeding Westchester, which used to be called Food Patch, which has had three names now, but I think that's a really great name. They do a great job. They service about 135 pantries around Westchester. So,
well, we do some work with them. As a matter of fact, every year, we here at Westchester Talk Radio and Shark Creative are proud every year to do what's called Stuff a Truck. We did it with Scarsdale Ford, at least the last few years I've been here, and was to raise money for Feeding Westchester and food. And I think we had a tremendous amount of donations last year when we did it.
It's a fabulous idea. People don't really realize that there is a hunger problem in Westchester, particularly with seniors. Back when Andy Spano was county executive, I worked closely with him and May Carpenter with the Office for Aging. And I became very aware that a lot of times when we went out and talked with people in different groups of seniors around Westchester, that many people have to forgo eating if they want to have their medications. Yeah. I mean, it's really sad. Although I have to tell you a funny story. Andy Spano and May Carpenter and I were doing a presentation up in Yorktown. This is maybe 10 years ago, or, well, more than that, I guess. And so it was a very serious kind of presentation. There was an elderly gentleman sitting in front, and he paused and he said, "When's bingo?" And I have to give Andy credit because he just laughed and kind of brushed it off. It was a pretty funny moment.
Yes.
So that was a real eye-opener for me when I did work with then Food Patch to help them raise money for their building, new building.
I can imagine working with nonprofits. It has to be very rewarding for you every day, and also for the nonprofits, too, because it's win-win for both of you, right?
That's true. And I've gotten to know many, many people, really good people. But also, what I have found that the really good companies and local businesses really do participate in the whole lifestyle and fundraising and support and sponsoring of nonprofits. It's a very important relationship. For instance, I just talked to Matt McCrossin, who's worked with many, many nonprofits over the years. It's a, I can only remember the old name for it now, but it's a big CPA firm that has a huge book of business with nonprofits, and he's out there all the time volunteering and helping people and serving on boards. He's a very good example of how businesses relate.
If anybody would like more information about what you do, maybe it's a potential nonprofit, they want to get in touch with you, where can they reach you? By email or by phone?
Email is the best. I use my middle initial. I always have to spell that out. It's Robert E. Miss.
Yes.
At gmail.com. It's the best way to get me. And I've started to use my full middle name. I have now a website, robertedwardmiss.com. And that's kind of a composite of all the stuff I do for nonprofits and pro bono. So you can check me out at Robert Edward Miss. And you can contact me through that website.
All right. Well, sounds good. Robert, we appreciate you joining us. Hope you're having a great time. We sure are here at this W Expo. And we
love this event. It's a wonderful event.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
And thanks for
Best of luck to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Robert Miss, ladies and gentlemen. Again, he is board staff partnering specialist with Nonprofit Corporation Advisor. Again, he works with nonprofits here in Westchester. We are broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is from the 17th Annual Business Council of Westchester's W Expo. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Laura Smith coming up shortly. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Yes, we are live. Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting from the Hilton Westchester in Rye Brook. And it's produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Durrani Rentals, Reverso Associates, JP, Michael Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. It's a great event here. We're with Robert Yarish of Sunrise Solar Solutions. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And you came over to our booth, and you know, we piqued your interest with our screen, with all our sponsors, and you wanted to come on. So thanks for the interest. Tell us about Sunrise Solar. You're here at the expo. Is it your first year?
No, we've done this expo before, and we want to get the word out to folks that live in Westchester that have Con Edison, which is very high utility. Essentially, you're already paying to have a solar system installed on your home.
How does that work? So does the homeowner have to pay for,
panels.
The panels.
Yeah, the system.
Yeah. So how does that work if you were going to sell that?
Well, essentially, we give a complimentary consultation where we find out if your home is good candidate for solar, and we prepare a proposal for you, and we tell you how much your system would cost and how much your utility bill would disappear, and eventually your Con Edison bill goes away.
And you have to make sure there's no trees blocking the house, correct?
Yeah, that's what we do as part of our complimentary consultation at Sunrise Solar.
So you're here with a booth, and you have coworkers. Where are you over here?
Yep, we're over that way.
Over that way. Perfect. So what are the advantages of solar energy as opposed to, like, do you have to have a big home? What if you have a small home? What if you're like me and you have a small home?
Well, that's why you want to contact us at Sunrise Solar, because we answer all those questions for you and get you the proposal that you need to make an informed decision. And you know, once you see that you can get 75, 80, or 100% of your electric bill to go away, it's an easy decision to make.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
And where are you based out of?
We're based out of Briarcliff Manor. We're the oldest and most well-established solar installer in Westchester County.
Okay.
Come see us.
And so it's different pricing for each customer is basically...
Correct. Each home is different.
Okay. And how long do the panels stay on the home for?
The panels today, are the ones that we sell, are designed to last 25, 30, 40, 50 years.
Now, does the homeowner pay for that, or is it like a leasing type of situation?
The financial part can be taken care of in any number of ways, and we help you figure that out, whatever way works best for the homeowner and their financial situation.
What are the areas that benefit the most? Wide open homes that are exposed to a lot of sunlight?
Any home that has a roof that has good sunshine on it, not too many trees, that's what we're looking for.
Okay, and, you know, what if I were to say to you, hey, you know, it's cloudy most of the time in the tri-state area. You know, this sounds like something you would want to do if you lived in, you know, Florida, where it's the sunshine state. What would you say to that? Because there's a lot of clouds, right?
That's a good question, especially here in New England. And that's another reason why you would want to go with Sunrise Solar, because we're very specifically a Westchester-based solar installer. So we understand the needs of a home that's in this area where you could have a 140 degrees in the summer on your roof, or you could have 20 below in the winter. So you got to do this job right here, and we'll make sure that that's taken care of for you.
I'm going to ask you one more question. What about snow when the snow covers the panels? What happens then?
The snow melts off, so you might have a day or two when there's snow on the panels where it's not getting anything. But foggy days, cloudy days, the panels today will still pick up and produce energy.
Now, what if you might need a new roof in 3 years? Do you want, you know, what do you do then?
What we offer is a complimentary roof inspection for you before the panels go up to make sure that your roof is good for solar. And if it needs any touching up, we're going to tell you that you need to have this or that done for your roof before we can put the panels up.
Robert from Sunrise Solar Solutions in Westchester County, thanks so much for coming on the air with us here at Westchester Talk Radio. We're going to be back after this. Coming up more from the, what is it, the 17th Expo already here at the Hilton Westchester in Rye Brook, Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.